Hello everyone, today I'm going to do Cardlyn's 5 alternative interview questions, and I'm probably going to be rambling in this one, so that's my warning. Question 1. What do people automatically assume about you that is not true? Definitely a lot of people, when they first meet me, or even after getting to know me a little, a lot of people think that I'm very innocent. And, I mean, I haven't done very much on purpose that would take away my innocence, I guess you could say, but things have happened to me, and I act very sweet and innocent, but I hate to be so, you know, cryptic, but, like, I've seen stuff, you know, and I've been through stuff, and Yeah, that's it. Question 2. What would the person who likes you the least say about you? Oh, the person that likes me the least. This is a very interesting question for me because as of now, I don't think I've made very many enemies. But there is one person who I can guarantee is the person that likes me the least. But at the same time, we kind of both love each other in almost a familial sort of way. The reason that we hate each other so much is that as soon as we met each other, we hated each other. We still hate each other. But we always get stuck together for so many things. I could list, like, probably 100 scenarios where we've gotten stuck together. So, because of that, we've had to get to know each other. And so we've kind of grown to love each other, but we also really still hate each other. And he could say a lot of terrible things about me. I'm going to say which one I think would hurt me the most when he says it, and that would be that I don't work hard and I get away with it because I have a way of weaseling my way through doors. And that is very true, which I think is why it makes me uncomfortable. Another thing that makes me sad is that he is the kind of person that works extremely, extremely hard every day of his life, and he just has really bad luck. And it's so hard for him to accomplish anything just because bad things always happen to him. And it makes me sad because it's not fair. It's not fair at all, but there's really nothing I can do about it. I'm not gonna stop weaseling my way through doors. I'm good at it, and it works for me. I wish I could help him in some way, but it doesn't really seem like I can, and he doesn't want my help. Number 3, what are your 3 core values? My first core value is always doing what makes you happy, as opposed to society or what specific people tell you that you should do. We hear that a lot when we're kids. You know, do what makes you happy, follow your dreams, you can do whatever you want if you set your mind to it. And then, usually sometime when we start maturing, all of a sudden, all these doors seem like they're shutting on us. And everyone tells us that we can't do what makes us happy because that's unreasonable. And I think that's really sick. And I think everyone should be doing what makes them happy because there is enough variety in the world. There are enough kinds of people to be able to cover anything you could name, and everyone can be happy. And teachers or adult figures that tell you that the only jobs you can have are being a teacher, a doctor, a lawyer, or like a pharmacist. That's terrible. There's so many jobs out there. And you can do what makes you happy. There's enough room in the world, I promise. My next core value is respect. And for me, that goes for respect for the entire universe, for everything that we know of. I hate it when people don't respect nature, because I think nature is an extremely sacred thing. One of my biggest pet peeves is when people think that someone or something has to earn respect. Because respect is not something that needs to be earned, ever. Everyone deserves respect. Everyone. I do think that respect can be taken away, but everyone should start with respect, whether or not they give it to you. I hate it when people don't respect children just because they're less intelligent. Because if those children don't feel respected when they're young, then they're not gonna strive to do many things because they don't feel like they're worth it, or they don't feel like they can. And I think respecting children is one of the most important things that we can do as older people. My next core value is something that's kind of a curse to me. It's something that is definitely a core value of mine, but it's kind of a bad thing for me because I get obsessive about it to an unhealthy degree, and that core value is obligation to others or to the world. I feel a very personal obligation to fix everything, whether or not it's in my ability to fix. Like, I'm talking global warming. Like, I feel like it's my fault, which is ridiculous, I know, but I feel responsible for every bad thing that happens around me, and therefore I have an obligation to fix it. And that can hurt me in many ways, because it makes it very hard for me to feel allowed to do things that I love. There have been multiple times where I've sat down to draw, or to read, or to craft, which are all things that I love doing, and I haven't been able to start, because I just stare at the book, or click my pen, or just look at my craft supplies, and I just start crying, because how can I do this? How can I deserve to do what makes me happy when there's people starving, and my dogs need to go on a walk, and global warming is happening? Like, I don't deserve it. I don't deserve to be able to make myself happy. And part of me knows that's not true, and that it's an unhealthy thought process. And that's why I'm trying to kind of shake that core value off of my list. And I have gotten better recently, so that's good. Okay, question 4. What is your life's motto right now? I'm kind of at a turning point in my life where a lot of things are about to change. So my motto would be something like, savor this because I won't have it much longer. Question 5. What are the 5 emblems/symbols that make up your personal coat of arms? Or what are 5 images that could represent you? Okay, this one kind of stumped me for a while because I got caught between the 5 images that could represent me best as opposed to what would look really cool on a coat of arms, which is probably a kind of silly dilemma. I don't know. Eventually I found a happy medium, though. So, let's see. My first one would be a tree, because a lot of people that I know say that I'm very caring and empathetic, and I like those traits about myself. Another thing is that I'm pretty good at making people smile when they're down, and to me that's one of the best things you can do with your life is to give life to another person, and I think trees are a great symbol of life. Another thing is that in person I'm very quiet, and trees are also quiet. quiet and powerful. My next symbol is stars are a star. And that's because for my whole life, stars have been like my thing. Like ever since I was in preschool, you know how like most little kids have something that they always draw, like rainbows or flowers or the sun or hearts. Mine was stars. Like there was stars covering every sheet of paper in my house. Stars have always been my thing, and hopefully they always will be my thing. My next symbol is books, because I love reading, and I think there's so much power in stories and storytelling. I think it's magical to be able to become a different person for however long you're reading, and I hope I never lose that. My next symbol is, well, I kind of like the idea of having a symbol of like a bear doing like a little like nose touch to a lamb, and maybe that's like weirdly specific, so sorry if that weirds you out, but that kind of goes back to my respect core value, in that if there's someone or something that is of a lower tier of existence, I guess, or is less intelligent, or is less powerful, then by default you have a responsibility to take care of that. When you have dominion over something else, you don't have dominion over something else so that you can control it and manipulate it. Whenever you're given power, you need to use that power to help people. And then for my last symbol, I like the idea of one segment of my coat of arms just being blank, just plain white. And I like that because it can symbolize that I'm open to growth and that there's always an extra page on my book of life that is waiting to be filled. And that's all I have. So I hope you enjoyed this. Tell me what you thought. Thanks.